Voters are accustomed to politicians who love to self-promote, the ones who call press conferences to brag about all the bills they've introduced or give impassioned floor speeches ahead of a controversial vote. State Representative Keith Sommer isn't like that. GLT's Ryan Denham explores Sommer's two-decade tenure in Springfield and what his constituents think of his relatively low volume.
Sommer is one of the state's quietest lawmakers. The Morton Republican has introduced far fewer bills than other local lawmakers. He serves on only four committees, among the lowest for any House Republican, especially one who's been there since 1999. He hasn't updated his Facebook page in over 600 days. He's posted one press release to his official website this year about a bill he got passed requiring state education officials to post a handbook online to help kids with dyslexia. Sommer's quiet presence is now an issue in his race against Democratic challenger Jill Blair of Bloomington. She's his first general election opponent since 2008, first-time candidate trying to ride a blue wave to victory in a red district. Blair says she's been knocking on a lot of doors in Bloomington, and many voters don't even know Sommer is their state representative.
Number one, we're not going to get better results if we keep sending the same people to Springfield. I wanted to make sure that anybody who is holding elected office is working for it and is representing the people.
Sommer did not respond to requests for an interview for this story. His 88th House district includes much of Bloomington, stretching west to include Morton and Washington. The bulk of Sommer's support in past elections has come from the Tazewell County side of the district where he's from. Earlier in the 72-year-old's career, he served on the Morton Village Board, then was Tazewell County's Recorder of Deeds, then joined the Tazewell County Board. Sommer is a good fit for the district, according to Dave Zimmerman, now the Republican chair of the Tazewell County Board. Zimmerman says the county has the second lowest tax rate in Illinois, and constituents there don't want to see the government spending money for anything but the basics.
I think he kind of takes that philosophy to Springfield that, you know what, let's do what we are supposed to do and do it really well. And, you know, if there's money left over at the end of the day, maybe we can look at some of these discretionary things. He's not a flashy guy, but we're not looking for flash. We're just looking for somebody that really represents us well and votes with our values in Tazewell County.
Zimmerman is one of several elected officials in Sommer's district who told me that he delivers when they need it. Washington Mayor Gary Menier says Sommer was instrumental years ago in getting the Illinois Department of Transportation's attention and sign-off for a major expansion of Route 8, as well as $250,000 in IDOT funding for an engineering study of a dangerous intersection of Knopfsinger Road and U.S. 24. Menier says they've occasionally disagreed, but got past it. For example, the Washington City Council raised the minimum age to buy tobacco in the city to 21. Sommer voted against a similar bill in the House in May.
Keith, when he talks, you better listen because he doesn't talk a lot.
Sommer also doesn't pass a lot of bills. He's sponsored just 54 bills that have become law since 2009. Of those, he was chief sponsor of just 18. One of those was Sommer's 2015 bill to make pumpkin pie the official state pie of Illinois. Morton, after all, is one of the top pumpkin-producing areas of the country. Here's Sommer talking about the bill back in 2015.
Well, it's not just about the pie itself, though. It's about economic development. Our farmers rely upon it in central Illinois as a cash crop. In fact, it's a guaranteed crop.
Jill Blair, his Democratic opponent, says she's got nothing against pumpkins.
I think that's wonderful. You represent a place like Morton. I love pumpkin pie. We all love pumpkin pie. We just got done with the Pumpkin Fest last week. But after 20 years of representing the district, if that's what you're most known for, I'll leave that up to the voters to decide if that's what they want.
By contrast, fellow House Republican Dan Brady from Bloomington sponsored 186 bills that became law during that time, three times as many as Sommer. Brady is also part of the House Republican leadership, unlike Sommer, even though he's been in the House for two fewer years. State Representative Mike Eunice is an East Peoria Republican who joined the House in 2011. Since then, he's sponsored 165 bills that have become law, including 55 as chief sponsor. It's more than triple what Sommer did. Morton Mayor Jeff Kaufman says he sees that low productivity as a good thing. Not a bad thing. He says voters there don't want a representative who goes to Springfield to pass a bunch of laws.
Keith Sommer is the kind of representative I like. He doesn't go to Springfield to pass more laws. He goes there to enforce the ones we got.
Kaufman says Sommer is popular in Morton.
I don't think he's a grandstander that he has to be patted on the back for getting something done.
There's at least one legislative area where Summer has been active: adoption. Summer and his wife adopted two children from China. He introduced a bill in 2015 aimed at streamlining the international adoption process for Illinois families. It was signed into law. His vocal approach to that issue is noticeable in the State House, where Summer literally sits in the back row. That's according to State Representative Andre Tappetti, a Chicago Democrat who chairs the International Trade and Commerce Committee. That's one of the four committees on which Summer serves. By contrast, Brady sits on 10 committees, Eunice on 11, State Representative Tom Bennett, a Gibson City Republican who's only been there since 2015, is on 6 committees. Here's Representative Tappetti.
So he's the type that, you know, you don't hear from a lot. So when he does say something, you definitely kind of like, hey, wait, what's Keith Summer talking about?
Tappetti says that Summer is reasonable, but definitely a party guy. He says Summer, a real estate agent, was helpful in the committee's work on a bill to create the Illinois Trade Policy Task Force.
You can have a conversation with him. He won't, you know, blow you off. He'll hear you out. But at the end of the day, he's a party guy.
Summer is the top Republican on the International Trade and Commerce Committee. The McLean County Chamber of Commerce's Government and Public Affairs Manager, John Walsh, says that's a good fit for his trade-reliant district that includes a lot of farmland and Caterpillar. Summer was one of 33 House recipients of this year's Illinois Chamber of Commerce's Champions of Free Enterprise Award for his business-friendly voting record. That record includes opposition to a proposed increase in the minimum wage to $15 and his vote, along with many Republicans, against overriding Governor Rauner's budget and tax increase vetoes. Both of those happened in 2017. Here's John Walsh.
He's not necessarily at every single function that you see him as, but you know that he's working for the district.
Given their adjacent districts, which butt up against each other here in Bloomington Normal, it's hard not to compare Summer's tenure with Dan Brady's. While Summer has stayed under the radar, the ever-present Brady has emerged as an influential member of the House Republican Caucus. He's the top Republican on the Appropriations Higher Education Committee. He's one of the leading GOP voices on higher ed. Their voting records are similar but not identical. One example, they both voted against HB 40, which removed prohibitions against using public funds to pay for abortions and certain other provisions concerning abortion restrictions. But Brady broke with Republicans to support the Equal Rights Amendment when it passed the House in May. Keith Summer voted against it. That one bothered Jill Blair.
I think that was out of touch with what constituents want. It's historically been a struggle in Illinois, and we had a real opportunity to make a historic moment in Illinois by finally ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment, and my opponent voted against it. I know that he heard from constituents who wanted him to go the other way.
Blair is a former Heartland Community College administrator who also worked for Country Financial. She faces an uphill battle as she hopes to knock off the 10-term incumbent. She drew 6,700 Democratic primary voters in March. Summer drew 10,000 Republicans. Summer's slower fundraising pace might help keep Blair competitive. As of June 30th, Summer had about $31,000 in his campaign fund. Brady had six times that. Eunice had $750,000. He also moved money to other House Republicans more frequently. Since 1999, Summer's campaign fund has contributed $56,000 to other political organizations, including the House Republicans, McLean County Republicans, and others. During that same stretch, Brady's campaign contributed more than $400,000 to other political groups. Those records come from the State Board of Elections. Blair is trying to keep pace. She's received $16,000 since September 1st alone, and large contributions from several union political action committees. She actually outraised Summer in the second quarter of 2018, though Summer still had double the campaign war chest available. It's common for an incumbent. Third quarter fundraising reports are due out Monday. The last time Summer faced a Democratic general election opponent was Tom Schreier in 2008. It's a slightly different district back then because of redistricting, but Summer won 70% of the vote. Schreier lives in East Peoria, still involved with the Tazewell County Democrats.
The people of Central Illinois do not seem to really want to move off of their party line. They vote Republican or they vote Democrat. It just seems like even if you're a better candidate, you can't get them to move. There seems to be more R's in that district than D's.
Schreier says it seems like there's a lot of Morton heavy hitters who want to keep the status quo, that Summer's job is to go to Springfield and not mess anything up.
As far as fixing the state or helping with any problems, it just seems like he just doesn't do much.
Summer and Blair will appear at a GLT League of Women Voters debate Wednesday, October 17th at Illinois State University's Alumni Center. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all our election stories and read candidate responses to our questions in the GLT Voter Guide. Find it at wglt.org/elections.